I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, Vice President Mahama calls for stronger institutions to fight corruption. Military personnel cautioned against engaging in illegal activities. Indiscipline among children attributed to parental neglect. AU summit opens today in Equatorial Guinea. Sudan disarms rebels who fought a North-South civil war. French finance minister appointed IMF boss. And hospitals in Swaziland short of AIDS drugs, says the summary by Abraham Donko.
Vice President John Mahama has called for strong institutions to fight corruption and other drawbacks. Addressing the Maiden African Servant Leadership Awards in Accra, Vice President Mahama said such institutions would bring changes into the political leadership of the country. The Executive Director of Child Research and Resource Center, Suzanne Saba, says the prevalence of indiscipline among children is as a result of neglect by parents who leave them in the care of orphanages or child care institutions. She said this has been identified as having a negative effect on the early brain development of a child. Madame Saba said this at a seminar in Accra which looked at the effects of orphanages and child care institutions on children. The 19th session of the AU summit opens today in the Sipopu city of Equatorial Guinea. The multifaceted city was especially built to host the summit near the capital Malabo. The oil-rich Equatorial Guinea is banking its hopes on the summit to refurbish the country's image, which has been tarnished by allegations of human rights violations. The country will also host the Africa Cup of Nations next year. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde has become the first woman for the IMF post. Ms. Lagarde to receive the backing of America and Europe, as well as key emerging market nations like China, India and Brazil, battled off Mexico's Augustin Castan for the position, though an IMF statement said both candidates are well qualified. And hospitals in Swaziland are said to be running out of AIDS drugs. According to Swaziland's Health Minister Benedict Harper, the country's hospitals have only 2 months' supply of the drugs. The country has a population of 1 million, with the world's highest percentage of people living with HIV.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The news in detail. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has called for stronger institutions that will endure and withstand changes in the political leadership. This, he said, is the only guarantee against corruption and other drawbacks. The Vice President was addressing the Maiden African Servant Leadership Awards, AFLA, in Accra. The awards are organized by the Graduate School of Governance and Leadership. A report by Pascaline Adadevo and Julius Nati.
The African Servant Leadership Awards, AFLA, is to honor individuals and organizations who have shown outstanding servant leadership qualities through serving people, communities, and nations. Such people have also moved leadership from the top of the pyramid to the base, touching lives, leaving lasting impressions on the minds of people. In recognizing the contributions of these outstanding individuals and organizations, the African Servant Leadership Awards intends to arouse the interest of emerging leaders in the virtues of servant leadership, which are honesty, integrity, fairness, accountability, reliability, excellence, empathy, and spirituality. The awards, which were in 12 categories, include the medical leadership, women empowerment, security and legal leadership, Some of the proud recipients were the Cardiothoracic Center of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, ISODEC, Ghana Integrity Initiative, Nana Oye Lisa, Director of Anti-Human Trafficking Unit of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Mrs. Patience Quay, and Angela Jamina Boajin. The others are the Graphic Communications Group Limited for launching the Graphic Needy Fund, Bishop Ajina Sari for Youth Empowerment, and Archbishop Duncan Williams for his role in procreating other successful leaders in and outside the country. Vice President John Mahama noted that leadership for political leaders should not be isolated at the top, but should manifest in all sectors of the human endeavor. According to him, challenges confronting the leadership of Africa are momentous because the people demand credible leadership that will transform the vast human resources into productive human capital.
For the free and immediate post-independence era, Africa has produced various kinds of political and traditional leaders, ranging from freedom fighters or nationalists to one-party dictatorial regimes and even military despots. But these experiences have given the continent a learning curve from which it has grown its governance institutions and leadership continuum. Today we can say the story is quite different. By and large, Africa is beginning to produce leaders who are the products of electoral processes. Considering the large number of elections that are being successfully held or conducted in various countries throughout the continent. In Ghana, we've had our own experiences in leadership and governance. But for me, a servant leader is one who tries to embody the leadership qualities of Jesus the Christ.
Mr. Mahama said Africa needs a new breed of leaders who will appreciate the dictates of global, political and internal diplomacy to deal effectively with crime, poverty and disease. The highest award of the night went to the former governor of the Lagos State of Nigeria and the leader of the Action Congress, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. He received the Political Leadership Award. Asiwaju Tinubu is also known as the financial surgeon, fought for free and fair elections in Nigeria, saw to the transformation of Nigeria's public transport system, and also ensured free health services to children under 12 years, as well as pregnant women, among other achievements. The former governor said it is about time Africans become the architects of their own economies and not let others plan for them. Recipients of the awards were selected based on research, and the list was further screened by an independent panel of judges.
That report was filed by Pascalina Dadevo and Julius Nati. President John Evans Atta Mills yesterday left Accra for Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, to attend the 17th session of the Assembly of AU Heads of State and Government. He was seen off by the Vice President John Dramani Mahama. Briefing newsmen at the airport, the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kwaku Anyidoho, said President Mills will share his policy for the youth of Ghana with his colleague African leaders when he addresses the summit.
It's more about putting emphasis on concrete steps that he has taken as President of Ghana to empower the youth, right from school level up to secondary school level, the tertiary level, and then the extent to which he's opening up the governance space for young men and women to partake and collectively own the Better Ghana agenda. And so that's what the president will be speaking to, issues that border on how he has comprehensively proven that as far as he's concerned, the future belongs to the youth, and youth at all strata of the youth ladder must benefit from his leadership.
Said to be the youth. What experiences would President Mills be sharing with his colleagues, head of state?
He'll be asking his colleagues, let's not pay lip service to youth empowerment. Let us demonstrate it with concrete actions and concrete steps to allow the youth to be part of nation building.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kwaku Anyidoho. The AU Summit will discuss the empowerment of the youth and making them agents of development. President Mills will return home on Saturday. Meanwhile, the 19th session of the AU Summit opens today in the Sipopo city of Equatorial Guinea. The sprawling city was specially built to host the summit near the capital, Malabo. Sipopo boasts of 52 luxury presidential villas, a conference hall, an artificial beach, a golf course, and the French luxury hotel, Sofitel. The small West African country is sub-Saharan Africa's third largest oil producer and has launched an ambitious construction program financed by its petrodollars. Meanwhile, the oil-rich Equatorial Guinea is banking its hopes on the AU summit to refurbish an image tarnished by allegations of serious human rights violations. Its president, Teodoro Obiang Nguema, who has ruled the country since seizing power in 1979 coup, was named the AU's new chair at a summit in Addis Ababa in January. Equatorial Guinea will also host the Africa Cup of Nations next year. The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu-Mills, yesterday interacted with a six-member student delegation from the Global Leadership Youth Group from Birmingham, U.S., at her office in Accra. The group is in Ghana under the auspices of the Birmingham Winneba Sister Cities Global Student Exchange Program. The First Lady asked the students to take their education seriously so that they can be in a better position to impart what they have learned.
Seeing you here reminds me of those days. I have taught girls who have grown up to take various professions. Some are mothers, grandmothers, and they passed on the knowledge and the skills I taught them. They say this to my hearing, and I'm very proud. But I give glory to God for making it possible. It's good to see you here. Sure you remember this day and your visit to Ghana for many years to come. And tell your friends back home what a beautiful country this is. I want to encourage you to take your education very seriously and to, whilst you are still young, to acquire as many skills as you can to pass on.
First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu-Mills. The MP for Jomoro, Samia Nkrumah, says her decision to contest the chairmanship position of the CPP is to rejuvenate the party and introduce greater transparency. She said her victory as an MP in the Jomoro constituency should send a clear signal to the other contestants in the race of the uphill task that lies ahead of them.
Credible and transparent leadership to help the CPP transform itself and become a credible force. We need to reconnect with our grassroots and inject transparency and accountability into the way we are managing our affairs. We need to do things very differently from how we've been doing them so far.
Does that mean that you've not seen that level of transparency so far?
No, I don't believe we have been promoting that. No practice. We need to do things very differently from how we've done them in the past. And we also need to purify our message and make it simple and diffusive to make our constituencies our main focus of activity, because we need more members of parliament who can push our policies forward. We don't need to bargain with positions, but we need to bargain with policies that will have one option, and that is the welfare of the Ghanaians.
That was the MP for Jomoro and aspiring CPP chairman, Samia Nkrumah. Meanwhile, the brother of Samia Nkrumah, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, who accompanied her to file her nominations, has cautioned her not to be complacent. He believes she will bring dynamism into the CPP. Dr. Nkrumah said he still remains a committed member of the NDC and called for a merger between the NDC, CPP and other Nkrumahist parties.
I'm still an NDC member, and I think the biggest obstacle to the revival of the CPP is actually the NDC, because it's the NDC that captured the CPP constituency for some time now. I think however hard Tammy or others are going to try to revive the CPP, they have to confront that NDC, because recapture the CPP meaning they will have to actually win votes from the NDC. And I think another option would be possibly to think of a merger of the two parties. And in fact, symbolically, I mean, I was there to, because she asked me to come and accompany her as a brother. But also, in a sense, also the symbol is for people to see that there's that link between the NDC and the CPP, or that possibility of a merger in the future. She makes reference to winning the Jomoro seat and that translating to the national. She has to be a bit careful in that, because if you all remember, Dr. Indum won the parliamentary seat at Ilmina, could not translate that to the national level when he ran for president. So I think there are two different things, the constituency and the national, very different things. I think, but she's right that the CPP definitely needs a change. They can't continue to, where they are now, very low on the ground. I think they really need to lift themselves up. And it will take quality leadership to do that. The leadership that is able to not only mobilize people, but also resources for the party.
You talk of Samia bringing some dynamism into the CPP. That means you also don't see that dynamism.
There's been a problem since 92 when the ban was lifted, but I think those of us who have followed closely the politics in Ghana, Tamia is, as you were saying earlier, happens to be the daughter of Nkrumah. A lot of it, she's definitely, political clout is really because of she's Nkrumah's daughter. So the thing is that she has to prove herself what she can do.
That was Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, brother of Samia Nkrumah. The chairman of the CPP, Ladi Nylander, has apologized for what he describes as unwarranted attacks on an EC official in Wa by some aggrieved party members in the Upper West region. On the upcoming election for the chairmanship position, he said he welcomes the challenge by Samia Nkrumah. He, however, suggested that it would have been better for her to concentrate on her parliamentary seat in Jomoro, saying that names alone are not sufficient in winning elections.
I want to apologize publicly for the slur and the accusations that were made in that matter against the electoral commissioner. The problem has been resolved. It was a simple matter. The regional chairman believed had sent in his resignation. He had done no such thing. At least he had not informed me of any decision to resign. I mean, you can't just resign when you say it. You have to write, more so when you are an elected official. So that was the basis of their claim that I was working with him clandestinely, which was not the case at all.
You've heard, like, coming to the present, that Samia Nkrumah is also standing for the chairmanship position. How do you see the contest? Is she coming on board?
The contest is good. She is as qualified as anyone else to stand for chairmanship. She is a card-bearing member of CPP. I believe she has paid her dues. If she wants to stand for chairmanship, why not? I would encourage her because the contest brings out the best in people. So I have no problem at all with that. I would wish that she could have concentrated on her seat because it's the only seat that CPP has. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. And help us to win the seat in Zamaland, because whether we like it or not, that's where CPP is strongest. But having said that, I mean, that's my own personal opinion. If she wants to be chairman of CPP, nothing stops her. And look forward to having a good contest with her.
CPP Chairman Ladi Nylander talking to Kingsley Obenchere. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Vice President Mahama calls for stronger institutions to fight corruption. Military personnel cautioned against engaging in illegal activities. Indiscipline among children attributed to parental neglect. AU summit opens today in Equatorial Guinea. Sudan disarms rebels who fought in North-South civil war. French finance minister appointed IMF boss. And hospitals in Swaziland short of AIDS drugs. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The Ministry for the Interior reminds the general public that Friday, 1st July, which marks Republic Day, is a statutory public holiday and should be observed as such throughout the country. This was contained in a statement signed in Accra by the Minister for the Interior, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo. The Military Secretary of the Ghana Armed Forces, Brigadier General S.M. Adams, has cautioned soldiers to desist from engaging in illegal activities such as land guards and debt collection. They should remain professionals in the discharge of their duties and protect the Constitution at all times. Brigadier General Adams was reviewing a pattern out parade for 401 recruits at Shire Hills in the Greater Accra region. He urged the young soldiers to be true and faithful in their allegiance to the country. The commanding officer of the training center, Lieutenant Colonel William Ejepong, administered the oath of allegiance to the newly passed out soldiers. The overall Best Recruit Award went to recruit Agbeli Walton Malik, who received a cash prize of 500 CDs. The prevalence of indiscipline among children has been attributed to parents who neglect them, resulting in their being sent to orphanages or child care institutions. This has been identified as having a negative effect on the early brain development of the child. They also face the risk of sexual and physical abuse in the orphanages. The Executive Director of Child Research and Resource Center, Susan Saba, made this known in Accra at a seminar on the negative effects of orphanages and child care institutions on children. She said most children who are cared for through the family system are provided with security and have positive traits throughout their childhood. Yvonne Atilegu and Dave Selassie Atiotu have filed this report.
Madam Susan Saba said the brain of a child continues to develop until age 3, and whatever learning abilities that a child will need later in life can be developed during this stage. She said child development is continuous, therefore whatever foundation is laid can be built upon.
The difference between institutional care and family-based care, you have to appreciate what goes into a child's development. When you have that appreciation, then you are able to well identify with the kinds of abuses or the negative effects that institutional care is having on the child's development. Learning begins at birth, not when the child starts going to school. So the environment that you will build and the opportunities right from day one are going to go into the learning experience of the child. The brain continues to develop until age 3, and whatever learning ability that the child will need later in life can be nurtured during this stage.
Executive Director of Child Research and Resource Center, Susan Saba, ending that report by Yvonne Atilegu and Dave Selassie Atiotu. To ensure easy access to life-saving medicines for children in the country, the Ghana National Drugs Program of the Ministry of Health, with support from the WHO, has assessed the country's situation on children's medicine in Accra. The program, which is part of activities within the Better Medicines for Children, is to assess specific areas of the healthcare system with respect to child medicines. The Director of Pharmaceutical Services at the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service, Martha Jansa Lutrot, said medicines for children must be available in the quantities, formulation and dosage forms. She noted that child-specific medicines is a must in the attainment of the MDGs for the health sector. In line with this, two local manufacturers will soon come out with zinc for children. Mrs. Jansa Lutrot mentioned that stakeholders will also find out areas to improve the medicines required for children. The Food and Drugs Board has warned the public of unwholesome weevil-infested Destin spaghetti on the market. A statement signed by the chief executive of the board, Dr. Stephen Opuni, that so far more than 4,700 cartons of the products have been confiscated from the distributor Ikaza Limited and the retailer First Gate Shopping Mall at CMB in Accra. The statement identifies powdering signs and molding smell as features of these Destin spaghetti. Meanwhile, the retailer Alex Marfo has been arrested and handed over to the police for further investigations and possible prosecution. On the international front, France Finance Minister Christine Lagarde has been named the first woman to head the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Ms. Lagarde fought off Mexico's Augustin Carstens for the position, although an IMF statement said both candidates were well qualified. She received the backing of America and Europe, as well as key emerging market nations like China, India, and Brazil. Swaziland Health Minister Benedict Tamba says the country's state hospitals have only 2 months' supplies of AIDS drugs. Mr. Tamba said the country's economic crisis is linked to a drop in customs revenues and the worldwide recession. Swaziland, with a population of about 1 million, has the world's highest percentage of people living with the virus that causes AIDS. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Now, editorials of today's papers presented by Ibrahim Kwate.
Ghana's image as a beacon of democracy in Africa is given prominence in the editorial of the Daily Graphic. The Graphic believes this enviable reputation could not have been achieved without the contribution of major stakeholders in the electoral process who have worked tirelessly over the years to achieve this clean slate, from the use of opaque ballot boxes, paper voter slips to delays in the declaration of results. The paper congratulates the Electoral Commission for spearheading the shift to the use of transparent ballot boxes, color photo identity cards, adequate representation of candidates across the country, to proper certification and early declaration of results of results, with plans far advanced for the EC to utilize a biometric register for next year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The graphic hopes that nothing untoward happens in next year's elections to mar the country's infallible record so far. The Ghanaian Times comments on globalization and its inherent advantage of providing a wide range of products for the satisfaction of consumers. The paper notes, however, that the manner in which certain goods such as cosmetics and pharmaceutical products, among others, are indiscriminately introduced onto the Ghanaian market with careless abandon is a major cause for concern. The Times expresses worry about the unfamiliar languages on the labels of most of these products and calls on the relevant authorities to scrutinize these products, which have the tendency of affecting the health of consumers. That was editorials of the papers presented by Ibrahim Kwatin.
So in the news, the main points again. Vice President Mahama has called for stronger institutions to fight corruption in the country. Speaking at the Maiden African Servant Leadership Awards in Accra, Vice President Mahama said this is the only guarantee for the country's development. And the 19th session of the AU Summit opens today in the Sipopo city of Equatorial Guinea. The multifaceted city was specially built to host the summit near the capital, Malabo. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.